Let me start off by saying I am a huge fan of Joel Klatt, but he is dead wrong on Utah being a big favorite to win the Big 12 and being a likely top four seed in the college football playoff. I'm Pete Mundo, Heartland College Sports. We cover the Big 12, and we appreciate you being here and joining us as a part of the show. So Joel Klatt made some pretty big news and big comments during his show here in the last couple of days, and I'm a huge Joel Klatt fan. I'll tell you right now, when it comes to color and college football analysis, he's in my top two of national guys that I like, that I respect, that I don't believe has a real agenda like some of the other guys. I just think he calls it like it is, or like he sees it, is the best way to put it. But it doesn't mean he sometimes isn't wrong. And on this one with the Big 12, he is wrong. So Joel Klatt said about Utah here in the last couple of days. He said Utah should win the Big 12 and they'll be in the playoff. His words. He said they have a top four seed in the playoff. So wrap your heads around that. Utah most likely at the end of the year is going to have a bye and a top four seed in the college football playoff. They're the best team in the Big 12. Now, the reason I disagree with Joel Klatt is not because Utah can't win the Big 12. It's not because I don't think there's a possibility that Utah ends up in Arlington taking on fill in the blank, whoever it might be, for a Big 12 title. It is entirely possible that Utah wins the Big 12. But nobody can be a favorite in the Big 12 this season. Nobody. Because the Big 12 is wildly unpredictable. I can make the case in the Big 12 for probably almost half of this league to find itself at the very least playing for a Big 12 championship. I can make the case for Iowa State. I can make the case for Kansas, Kansas State, Oklahoma State, Texas Tech, UCF, West Virginia, Arizona, Colorado, and then Utah. Heck, that's 10 right there. I just ripped off 10 of the 16 teams I can make a case for winning the Big 12. And maybe you think a couple of those are a stretch. Maybe you're like, Texas Tech, that's too much, Pete. Okay, fine. That's still 9 right there. That's still 9 easy, over half the league. If things break just right, they can compete for a Big 12 championship. So nobody should be a big favorite in the Big 12. Never mind, you know, looking at Utah and sitting there and saying, well, this team is going to be in the playoff. They're going to have a top four seed. Now, obviously, they'll have a top four seed because they'll have won a conference championship, and we all understand how this is going to work in the college football playoff. But you look at Utah's schedule, and it's not as easy as some people want to make it out to be. Now, you look at things here and you say to yourself, okay, what's what when it comes to the Big 12 schedule for the Utah Utes? They've got Southern Utah, Baylor, and Utah State. Now, the Baylor game is a non-conference game, so Utah is playing 10 Big 12 games, but the Baylor non-conference game, or the Baylor game, is technically a non-conference game. So then you've got in Big 12 play, you start off with Oklahoma State and Arizona. That's not easy. Those are two of your biggest competitors for the top of the Big 12 standings, and you got them right out of the gates for Utah. And you got to go to Stillwater. You got to go to Stillwater. Welcome to the Big 12. One of the toughest places to play in not just the league, but I believe in the country. The fans are right on top of you. And not that the Pac-12 did not have great environments, it did. But you're talking about new road trips and new places you've never played. The guys, in many cases, are not comfortable. They don't know any of these road trips. They're longer road trips in some cases than you were used to in the Pac-12. All that stuff stacks up. Just ask the new Big 12 schools from last year what the travel was like, the week-in, week-out grind of this league. It does not get the credit that it deserves because the national media is too busy kissing the asses of the SEC and the Big Ten. So they open up league play at Oklahoma State, and then they host Arizona. These two games right out of the gates are going to determine whether or not Utah is well positioned to find itself playing in Jerry World in a Big 12 title. Then it's at Arizona State versus TCU, at Houston versus BYU. That's an easier stretch, but you close the season in November for Utah at Colorado. Colorado, listen, I'm not buying into the Deion hype right now, but Colorado's a team that if things also just break right, is Shedeur Sanders the top quarterback in America next year? He's got the best odds to be the number one pick in the 2025 NFL draft. So he may be the best quarterback in America. And if he's playing like it, and if the team stays healthy, and they show some depth, Colorado might find itself in the mix for a Big 12 title for that November 16th game. And Utah is on the road for that one. Then they host Iowa State, and then they end the season on a Friday at UCF. Travel across the entire nation at UCF. And by the way, it's not impossible to think that the Friday UCF-Utah game is some kind of a play-in or has Big 12 championship game implications. That wouldn't surprise me one bit. If UCF is hosting Utah in the bounce house for a trip to a Big 12 title for one or both of these teams, that's a very underrated game on the Big 12 schedule at the end of the season. So this schedule, I've seen people say, is like a cakewalk. I don't think it is. Anyone who's calling Utah's schedule a cakewalk is not respecting the Big 12 conference top to bottom, because this league is going to be uber competitive. Excuse me. Pete Mundo on Heartland College Sports. Great to have you guys here talking about these Joel Klatt comments where he said Utah should win the Big 12. And the biggest reason I disagree is not because Utah can't win the Big 12, but simply because nobody should be talked about in terms of should winning this league. There is no should in the Big 12 this year. The only thing that is a should is that over half the league should be competitive as we enter November and the Big 12 title race. And that's what's going to make this so fun. I promise you, the SEC and the Big 10 are not going to have this kind of intrigue for their conference championship races in November. They're just not. It's not going to happen. Now, the downside of this for the Big 12 is that the Big 12 may not have the kind of, they may not get multiple teams into the playoff this year because they might be beating each other up too much. They might be in a position where two teams with two losses meet for a Big 12 title. The winner, of course, gets into the playoff. The loser does not, with the 12-team format coming. That's entirely possible. And there's two ways to look at it. One way is, the Big 12's only going to have one team with a chance to make a deep run, and the SEC is going to get five teams. The other way to look at it is that the Big 12 is going to find itself in a position where it is going to be the most compelling college football for the final 3 weeks of the regular season. And by the way, here's my message to the Big 12 with what is going to be, I think, a very unpredictable year. Get the tiebreakers figured out and get them figured out fast and make it easy and make it transparent. And let's not go through the same nonsense that we went through last year with that tiebreaker fiasco over the final couple of weeks. I know it ultimately didn't really matter, but there have not been many missteps during the Brett Yormark tenure in the Big 12. One of the few missteps for Brett Yormark and this leadership in the Big 12 was that fiasco of a tiebreaker explanation in the last couple of weeks. Nobody really understood it, and they didn't do a great job of being transparent about it. So let's get it all figured out now. And also, let's not follow the Pac-12 when it comes to how to handle tiebreakers. In fact, let's not follow the Pac-12 when it comes to like anything. Literally, I would not follow George Kliavkov into a casino if he showed me a winning ticket. I wouldn't do it. Because like he would somehow trip over the ticket, it would fall out of his hand, a homeless guy would pick it up, and he would run and cash it before Kliavkov knew what happened to the ticket. I'm not trusting anybody involved with the Pac-12, the former or soon-to-be-defunct Pac-12. I'm not going to do it. And I don't think Big 12 fans, and I certainly don't think anyone with the Big 12 should either. So On the comments here, as I'm looking at some of your stuff here on YouTube and on Facebook, some of your comments. Pete, it's the Pac-2. Yes, it will be the Pac-2 coming up here in a couple of weeks. That is from Scott. Pete, week in, week out, the Big 12 grind is real. There's no doubt about it. We had Mark Daniels, the UCF play-by-play man, on the show a couple of weeks back. He was outstanding. And as he noted, what UCF and Gus Malzahn probably didn't realize and did not give the Big 12 enough credit for was just how much of a grind this league is day in, day out, week in, week out. Because everybody talked about the Big 12 and still does. Some of these national talking heads just blow my mind how they have the jobs that they do the way they talk about this conference. They talk about the Big 12 like it's 2012. They talk about the Big 12 as if Cliff Kingsbury and Patrick Mahomes, and God bless them, they're incredibly talented at what they do, but they're acting like this is Texas Tech and Oklahoma racking up 1,700 yards in that game from, what, 2016? That's not what this league is. And this league has not been that in quite some time. But it's amazing when you hear these guys on ESPN, when you hear some of these guys on Fox and elsewhere, they don't know any better. Gus Malzahn admitted, and Mark Daniels told us this, that they walk into the Big 12 and suddenly safeties are, you know, 6 foot 210. And that's what this conference brings. It can bring some of the boom that it doesn't get the credit for. I'm not suggesting the Big 12 is the SEC or the Big 10 right now. I will tell you it's not. But it's not what it's made out to be by a lot in national media. This is from Peter on YouTube Live. Pete, Utah gets the paddle people and the bounce house. Have fun with that. It's not an easy schedule when you look at it. And that was something that as I was, you know, rolling through some of Joel Klatt's comments, I admit I was surprised by. It's like, dude, this ain't easy at all. Yes, Cam Rising is back at quarterback for Utah. Kyle Whittingham, you know, maybe the most underrated coach in college football this century. I will give you all that. But it doesn't mean it's going to be a cakewalk for him here in year one in the Big 12 with the travel, with the new environments, with the new routines, with the new travel schedules. That in and of itself is going to be an adjustment. Wade on Facebook Live. Pete, I can't wait. Think the conference is going to be wildly competitive and fun to watch. Go Pokes. Hey, Oklahoma State, man, you guys are going to be in the thick of this thing. And you deserve to be. After the way last year went, bringing back most of the key players. And by the way, you kept people from going to the transfer portal. It feels like there is real cohesion right now in Stillwater. It's an exciting time to be an Oklahoma State fan. Mike Gundy's old school, but he's making this thing work. When it comes to the transfer portal, NIL, how to handle it. He's not griping about it. He's just playing the game, man. And that is a lot of fun to watch. And if you are an Oklahoma State fan right now, you should be so fired up for this season. I just think that, you know, this Oklahoma State football team, I know we're going to miss Bedlam, and we all are going to miss Bedlam. But I think Oklahoma State, if things break right, may not miss Oklahoma as much as they think. Because they can be one of the power teams in this conference year in, year out, making a college football playoff while Oklahoma watches from the sidelines. It's entirely possible that Oklahoma State over the next half decade makes more college football playoffs than Oklahoma. Think about that. Oklahoma might get in here and there as an at-large. That's possible. But am I going to bet on Oklahoma State to win more Big 12 titles in the next half decade or Oklahoma to win more SEC titles? That's a no-brainer. I'm taking Oklahoma State, and I'm not even thinking twice about it. So it's going to be fun. Now, Oklahoma State has a brutal opening stretch of the schedule. They open up Big 12 play with Utah, at Kansas State, and then home to West Virginia. Those are three teams competing for a Big 12 title right out of the gates. Then it softens up. BYU, Baylor, Arizona State, TCU. They close with Texas Tech and Colorado, which could have major Big 12 implications as well. But there is a lot to like about what Mike Gundy has coming back and what is going on right now in this league. Scott says K-State is going to win the title. You know, K-State, this is what I love. This is exactly my point, guys. This is why this is going to be awesome. We're sitting here in early May, and half of you who are Big 12 fans can watch this show right now and say, Pete, no, you're wrong. My team is going to win the Big 12. They're not saying that right now in the SEC. Half the conferences, half the teams in the SEC can't say that. Half the teams in the Big 10 can't say that. Half the teams in the Big 12 can say that. You can say that. You can make that case for your team. And where else is that happening in college football right now, other than right here with you and I in this Big 12 conference? And I am so freaking here for it. We don't need OU. We don't need Texas. We are going to have an incredible college football season without them. Good riddance. The grass is not always greener. And you guys are going to miss us more than you think. We'll be okay. I mean, yeah, we'd like to have you, but we'll be okay. And this season is exact proof of that. And it will be as the season rolls along and as it gets closer. And I know it's only early May, but man, I am just already so fired up. I cannot wait. And based on the reaction right now to this show, I can tell that you guys are right there with me. Let's go. I'm Pete Mundo on Heartland College Sports. Hey, if you have not signed up for our Heartland College Sports message boards, get on there. They're free. Click on the members forum tab at the top of the homepage. We're talking severe weather in the forums today. If you're a weather nerd, as many of us are, I admit I'm a total weather nerd, a severe weather nerd from my time in Woodward, Oklahoma at K101 Z92 to now being in Kansas City at KCMO Talk Radio. I am a full-blown severe weather nerd. And we had some good nerding out on the message boards today. So be sure to go check that out. Join the conversation. And we're always nerding out on football. So we'll see you guys there. And if you missed it, I did shotgun a 16-ounce Coors Light because that's all I had in the house on Sunday because we hit 10,000 followers on X. I said when I hit 10,000 followers on X, I would shotgun a beer. Now, I didn't realize how close we were going into the weekend, so I only had pounders. I only had the 16-ouncers on me. But I did it. The video is up on our Instagram at Heartland College Sports. It's also on our Twitter page, so you can see it there. If you want to see that video of me shotgunning that pounder, it wasn't pleasant. I only did it for you guys because I said I would do it at 10,000 followers, and I'm a man of my word. And that's all I got for you. So go check that out if you want to see that video. And make sure you hit that subscribe button here on the show, on YouTube, and the podcast. Thank you. We are growing this show every week, and it's only because of you. You're our marketing arm. We're not naming, you know, bowl games, all right? Heartland College Sports Bowl game. We're not on billboards up and down I-35 or cross I-70. It's just you. It's us. And we thank you tremendously for that five-star rating on the podcast, for that review, that nice review you put down for us, and, you know, for subscribing on YouTube and sharing this video and the show with a buddy or two. It's football season. I don't care what anybody says. Yes, we'll have full Big 12 softball coverage for you and baseball coverage the next few weeks, but in my head, it's football season. Let's go. Thanks for being here, guys. Make sure you subscribe, and we'll talk to you soon. A lot more content coming your way this week at heartlandcollegesports.com. See you later.